Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's just good to be back on Block Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ, in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We want to welcome all the new listeners from all over the world. We thank the regular ones for lifting us up in prayer. That's what this ministry is all about, is reaching people and seeing them saved and healed and set free and delivered. And we just thank God for what he's doing. He's doing some great and mighty things. We've been hearing some things that God's been doing, and we just thank God for it. And we want everybody to just join us tonight for a time of praise and worship and preaching the Word of God. And please like and share this broadcast out so the gospel can get out further to others. And the subject for today is, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Well, we all know what that is. There's nothing too hard for God. It might be impossible to man, but to God, nothing is impossible. He's able to do anything that we ask him to do. And I've got a few examples in the Bible here that I'm going to give you the where to find it at, and you can read it for yourself. Exodus 14, 13 through 20 talks about the dividing of the Red Sea. And Numbers 11, 31 through 33 talks about where God sent the quails down to feed the people. And the woman with the issue of blood is found in Mark 5, 25 through 34. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were delivered out of the fiery furnace. That's found in Daniel 3, 16 through 28. Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel 6, 1 through 28. David and Goliath, 1 Samuel 17, 51. And we know that Jesus is the same today. Yesterday, today, and forever. We know that he changes not. And what he done back then, he can do that all over again and more. But I just want to thank God for all that he's doing. And we're going to have Tim to, well, I guess we'll go ahead and let Brother Miles go ahead and obey the Lord. Then we'll have Tim come around and sing us a few songs. Go ahead, Brother Miles. Obey the Lord.
All right, sister. I just think about what, you know, we got a great opportunity to come on here and actually be a servant to God today and get to tell
people,
you know, we got problems. We face them every day. All of us do.
Yeah.
And we got them problems. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I don't see how I'm going to get out of this. It's so bad. I don't know what I'm going to have. How is a way out of it? But with God, it's not too big for him.
And amen.
You know, he said there in that verse, he said, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And I'm going to tell you something. Serving God, I've never found something that was too hard for God to do. Now, that's the
thing.
Because they told me I was going to be blind the rest of my life. But it wasn't too hard for God, because I got blind eye that the doctors all said, we'll never see, but I see. Glory to God. I don't have no glasses.
Lord.
if you watch this video, I'm putting out a video, share it with people. Because I don't have no glasses. I'm going to fix to read the word to you. Verse 26, then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And I thought, well, you know, Jeremiah already knew there wasn't that too hard for God. Because
Amen.
Back in the same chapter, at chapter 32 in Jeremiah, verse 17, this is what Jeremiah had said before that. He said, ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Jeremiah knew
Praise
that.
Lord.
And we got more glory
Thank
to God.
Jesus.
But people act like they forgot who God is today. They get in all this serious trouble. They'll run here and there trying to find help when that help's found on their knees. It's found by looking up to the one that created heaven and earth, the one that holds it in the palm of his hand, a glory to God, the one with outstretched arms that died for our sins, glory to Jesus. And tonight he's calling you, friend, to let you know it don't matter what you've done, where you've been, he can forgive you of all of it. Ain't nothing too hard for God. People say, you brother,
Amen.
You don't know what I've done. I don't have to know what you've done. God knows it all. And if you'll go to him right now, in this hour, this minute, and say, Lord, forgive me, and mean it from the depth of your heart, he'll forgive you. He'll save your soul. He'll get your sins from you. And glory to God, because you can live holy before God, a sinless life, one that you don't have to worry about going after your nature, because you go after the nature of God. And people like Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet, because they wouldn't believe nothing he said, even though he was hearing from God, telling them what God said. They wouldn't believe him. He was known as the weeping prophet, because he cried for the children of Israel. Well, I've been doing a lot of crying lately, but it's for the people of the United States, the people of Ukraine, the people of the world that are suffering and dying because they don't know the one that their problem's not too hard for. They don't know who to call on. They call on the little statue. They call on somebody, and glory to God, they call on another name besides Jesus, and there is no other way. It said there's no other name given among men, nowhere, through in which you can be saved except Jesus Christ. We preach that. We believe that. And because there's nothing too hard for him, it's like she said, I'll start out over there with Noah and the ark, you know. He's up there. He was preaching to people. And God looked down and seen all the sins of man. Think what he can see today. Glory to God. The murdering of babies, the things they do all around the world, all the violence, all the crime, all the theft, all the dope, everything there is to see, and he still loves us enough. He's putting off his coming to give you a chance to get right with him, to give you a chance to set up your eternal goal to be with him. But he cried out to old Noah, and he said, build an ark, because I'm going to open up heaven, and it's going to rain water down. I'm going to open up the depths of the earth, and the water will come up from it. And he went to preach to the people, and they told him he was crazy. It ain't never rain. What is rain? And he told them God's going to pour the water down from the sky. And it's going to rain so much it's going to flood the whole earth. And they laughed at him, scoffed him, mocked him, because they thought that was too hard for God to do. God ain't going to do that. Well, how could he bring water? Ain't never been no water come from the sky. It comes up from the ground and waters everything. But when he got that ark finished, he went to building because he knew it wasn't too hard for God. And he went to work. And him and his son, they got together and they built that ark. And it was not just to save them, but to save the animals of the earth also. Saved his family. But they wouldn't listen. And he shut the door and pitched the inside of it. But God sealed the outside of that door. Glory to God. Then the rain came. And the people crying out. You know they ran to that ark wanting to get inside. But God had sealed the door. There wasn't no opening it no more. You done missed your opportunity. Tonight I'm preaching because you don't need to miss your opportunity. Thinking it's too hard for God. He can't forgive me. I went too far. I've done too much. I'm too evil. The things I've done, you can't get forgiven for. Oh, yes, you can. We got a God of mercy that endureth forever. according to the word of God. He said, my mercy endureth forever. It reaches to all generations. He's got mercy for you if you want it. Tonight, you open up your heart and you go to seeking God. And I guarantee you, you'll find him because he'll be right there wherever you break down at and get down and truly seek him with all your heart. He said, that's the day you're going to find me. So God, just like building the ark, you need to build yours tonight. Your ark of salvation. Your ark of safety. Your ark of a place where you got somebody to trust in that ain't no problem too big for. And that is God. That's to come through Jesus Christ and come on to the Father. Glory to God. Living in the beauty of holiness. Glory to God. Seeking the perfection of God's glory in your life. Seeking to get out and to win somebody else to the glory of God, not to the glory of you or me, but for him. That's what Noah done his best to save them people. He preached to them and told them, it's coming. It's coming. The end is coming. Well, I'm here tonight to tell you, just like in the days of Noah, glory to God, people's doing different things, evil around the world, but it's coming. The day of Jesus Christ is coming. And then there'll be no time for salvation. There won't be no time to build an ark then. You got to build one in Jesus today. You better get started. It took Noah and them 100 years or more to build that ark. But when they got it built, it was the salvation that they needed to come through the flood and come out the other side and repopulate the earth. Glory to God. And that's what we got to do. We got to be ready to go into a new home, a new place, and live forever in peace and safety with God. But tonight, if you won't even start building the ark, how you plan on coming through the flood? Because he said it won't be water next time. Next time it's going to be fire. And friend, that's coming quick. I thought about, look around you. Look what's going on. Putin's done threatening nuclear war. All us, do you realize if they shot their missiles, we shot ours, everybody else going to shoot through, there won't be no world left. He said be destroyed with fire. It could be a nuclear fire. It could be anything God determines. But one thing's for sure, I ain't going to be here in that day. But if you hadn't made your ark of safety in Jesus Christ, you can be lost to that. You can burn up in the flames, the eternal flames of hell, never to be put out, never to have no relief. Tonight's a night. This is when we need to seek Jesus more than anything in the world. We need him in our lives right now.
Amen.
And they'll go to church and people come up to get prayed for them. And you look around, most of them still sitting there. They might stick their hand in there, but they don't come up and lay hands on them. Why? Because they think it might have a problem too hard. Preachers will go pray for people in the hospitals. And they'll pray for them to get well, pray for them to get healed. God, touch them, heal their body, lift them up. And then they'll quit and go, if it be your will. Jesus said, ask whatever you will in my name and I will do it. Where's their faith? Is it too bad? Is it too hard for God? You don't understand.
No.
I've seen cancer healed. I've seen it took out of people. I seen a man up there at a church in Kentucky was eating up, had sores all over it. Cancer had eaten his body up. They give him 2 weeks to live. The church and everybody got to praying for him, going anointing him, praying different times. That man, when he went back to the doctor to get his checkup because they just keeping up when he's dying, and they said he ain't got no cancer. It's gone. Glory to God. Wasn't too hard for God. Sometimes it's hard for us to believe in God. It's hard for us to trust God. I want to reach up to you. If you done spoke about David, you know, the whole army of Israel was out there to fight the Philistines. But they had Goliath, that giant that walked out. Said his spear was big as a beam in him. Him toting that, his big sword and his shield and all that. And nobody wouldn't go out to face him. They were all scared to death. They didn't think God would fight with them and bring him down. And here comes David, the little shepherd boy, a young boy. He told him, he said, I'll go fight him. He said, you ain't got a chance. That's a big old giant. He said, well, I killed a bear, and I killed a lion with my bare hands. That old giant will come down too, because my God can do it. Ain't nothing too hard for the God I serve. And he said, okay, go ahead. He went out there, took a sling and a rock, flipped one rock, hit him right between the eyes, laid him down. He took his sword and cut his head off. It wasn't too big for God with David. Why is it too big for God with us today when we know what he can do? We've seen miracles. We've been hearing all our lives of miracles happen to people. Ain't no way they can get well. And the next thing you know, that is. Sister Betty's telling me about somebody. I ain't going to name them. But they were in the hospital, and they was telling them their brain dead. You need to unplug them. They've been that way for a while. And they woke up. They woke up. You see, it wasn't too hard for God, but it's too hard for the doctors. Their faith wasn't in that. Their faith was in medicine. But the ones that was praying for them, their faith was in God. And something happened. That faith touched Jesus. And glory to God, he sat down and healed. And she woke up. Supposed to be brain dead. But it wasn't dead. It was merely sleeping. And there's a lot of people right now sleeping on God. They may go to church and get in there, raise their hand, but they don't never move. You're sleeping. You need to wake up right now. What I want to tell you about is this right here. And it comes out of 1 Kings. And it's when Elijah went out, you know, excuse me for coughing, I've got a bad sore throat. But he went out and challenged the prophets of Baal. 450 prophets of Baal. He's the one prophet of God, the God, our God. He goes out there and challenges them. You build you an altar, you take a bullock, cut it up, put your wood on the altar, put the bullock on it. Said, I'll do mine by myself. He dressed his, put his on there, made his altar of stones. And said, now you go first. You cry out to your God, O Baal. And let him send fire down and consume your offering. And whoever's God does, that's the God that we'll serve. And they's all right, you know. They get out there and they go to screaming and hollering to it, dancing around the altar and all that. And he told them, maybe you ought to scream louder. Said, maybe he's asleep. And they got louder and louder. Said they even took knives and cut themselves, break a blood on them, where he'd listen, take their sacrifice. Ain't that the way people are doing that on anything and everything, trying to find an answer to their problem when their answer's God? But he waited, and he said, maybe he's on vacation. You need to really get down and cry out to him. They done all that, and he said they couldn't do a thing. Come about the time for the evening sacrifice, he said, now, I'm going to take my turn. Now, he didn't think about this being too hard for God, but don't you think about it. Theirs wouldn't burn at all. But he said, bring me 4 barrels of water. Dig a ditch around mine. Now pour them 4 barrels of water on my sacrifice. They poured it on her. He said, bring me 4 more barrels of water. They poured that all over him. He said, bring it one more time. 4 more barrels. 12 barrels of water poured on his sacrifice. On his altar. So much water filled the trench that they dug around it. Then he prayed. Guess what happened? It wasn't too hard for God. And Elijah knew it. He knew before. Pour that water on that. It ain't too hard for my God. He'll show you something. Glory to God. And the fire comes down from heaven. And it consumed his offering. It consumed the rocks. It consumed the dust off the ground. And it sucked the water out of the trench. You tell me something's too hard for God? How come Elijah didn't know it was? How come he knew that his God would answer? He'd come through. It wasn't too hard. He made it harder for God. He poured water on it. And it still come through, folks. He'll come through for you. But you've got to trust him. You've got to believe. The Bible said you got to believe that God is and he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. In other words, he'll reward you for seeking him out, putting him first in your life. He'll reward you when the world is coming against you. He put his hand out and stopped it. I didn't think I had a way out, and God made me a way. I didn't think I'd ever get to see according to what them doctors said. And yet I'm reading the Bible, and I don't have no glasses on either. I don't wear contacts. It says this, verse 36 here. It's first King 18:36. That it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah, the prophet, came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and I am the servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me,
yes.
O Lord. Hear me. That this people may know that thou art the Lord God and that thou hast turned their heart back again. See, all he wanted was the God to show them where their heart would turn back to God one more time. He said, then the fire of the Lord, it fell, consumed the burnt sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the dust, licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. And they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is the God. People, I'm just telling you this because I know that there's probably not one person that'll hear this or see this that ain't in some kind of trouble somewhere. Hadn't got something going on in their life that they need help with. They need, but you've got to trust. You've got to believe. Faith conquers all that other stuff. If we got faith in God and really, truly believe, he'll move just like he did for Elijah. You can pour the water right over it, and the fire of God will still fall. You can drown it. Glory to God. You can get up and wet your clothes in tears or crying over something. And one simple prayer of faith can stop the tears and change the circumstance. That's the God we serve. That's who I'm preaching tonight, is the God who created heaven and the earth and all that therein is. Glory to God. That's God. That's who I want. I want him on my side. Everybody else kind of forgets that God done all this stuff way back then, but he hadn't changed any. He's still the same. He's still doing the stuff that he's always doing. Praise God. I thought about that. She talked about it. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And I thought about when he did that. He made a decree. Every people, nation, language, speak anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces. Their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. After Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, King, we will not fall down and worship that. We only worship God, the true God. Cast them in an old fiery furnace. They tied them up hand and foot. Cast them in the fiery furnace. It was so hot it killed the men that got close enough to throw them in. And they got in there. And the king finally, he raised up to look in. He said, did we not cast three men in there? He's going, Shadrach, he said, did we cast three in there? And they said, yes. He said, but I see four. Loose and walking around in the fire. And the fourth one, his image is like the Son of God. Hallelujah, God. Think about that, folks. He put them in there, but they wouldn't burn. Their God was big enough, strong enough, mighty enough to bring them through the touch of fire. And said when they come out, they didn't have the smell of fire on them, no smoke smell. Their clothes wasn't burnt, their hair wasn't singed. Nothing hurt. And they come out winners. Why? Because in their mind, they know there wasn't nothing too hard for God. And yet today, we'll just cry and moan if the doctor gives us bad news. What am I going to do? Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Instead of getting down to God, I know this problem's too big for me. The doctor said it was too big for me. But I know it ain't too big for you. Lord, deliver me from this. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Glory to God. Hey, so many of you out there today, you write in and send prayer requests and things. And tell me you need a miracle in your life. That miracle's name is Jesus. He is the miracle. Glory to God. When he walked down here on this earth, you remember the woman with the issue of blood. Spent all the money she had going to doctors. And like they are here, ain't nothing we can do. You're beyond our help. But she followed Jesus. Got down and touched the hem of his garment. Because she knowed what was too big for them men. It was too hard for them. Wasn't too hard for God. And what happened? Boom, that, just like that. Immediately, the flow of blood quit. Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? He knew that somebody touched him in faith. And all that virtue of God went out and touched her, and she was healed. And people, he'll do the same for you. This ain't a God that respects people. One that got money, one that don't. He loves us all the same. Don't matter what color we are. Don't matter where we come from. Glory to God. He died on that cross that me and you and every one of us can be saved. And tonight, any time that we trust a God like they did, that I'd rather be cast into fire as to serve some other God. Because, yeah, it'd be too hard for them, but not my God. He said, if he will, he'll deliver us out of you, old king. And he did. And when he pulled us back out of there, he made a decree. Everybody better not say a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If it doesn't kill, then your house made a dunghill. That's what we'll make of it. Because whoever says anything against God, there ain't nobody else can deliver like him. It's the only God that can carry every circumstance. And when he gets done, you're going to be set free. You're going to be healed. Glory to God. I believe right now he's moving on somebody on this broadcast. I believe she's sitting right there on that boat. And I believe he's moving on her leg right now. She's been having problems in it. And I glory to God. It ain't too big for my guy. It ain't too hard that he can't reach it. It's not too bad that he can't touch it. It ain't too sick that he can't make it well. Glory to God, I believe it tonight. I stand on the word of God. And he said, there ain't nothing too hard for me. So glory to God. Let's not make it that way by not trusting him for it. Let's make it easy for God. Because he moves through our faith. When we touch him with our faith like a little woman with the issue of blood, glory to God, she was made whole. You take that blind man, or two black Bartimaeus, cried out to Jesus, and he said, what would you have me do that I might receive my sight? He said, you believe I'm able to do this? Yay, Lord. He said, okay, receive his sight. And their eyes opened, they could see. Glory to God.
Thank
you know what that feels like? To be born blind, and all of a sudden you can see? Well, we was all born blind. I got news for you. And until we come to Jesus, we don't see plainly. He said, I come to give sight to the blind and open up the deaf ears, that you can hear and receive the word of God, that you can see the glory of God in everything you see out here. You can see love, glory to God, moving from God on high when you cry out and ask him for stuff. And that's just what he did. But he didn't stop there. He wanted to show these people who God was. So on a little further, they remember when they threw up old Daniel in that lion's den. That was, oh man. They threw him in there because Daniel, he wouldn't quit praying. He said, I know who I'm praying to, King. I'm praying to God three times a day. I'm going to open my windows up. I ain't hiding it. I'll open my windows up and face Jerusalem if I'm going to pray to God. Three times a day. Because he's the one who can save me. He's the one who can save my people. He's the one who can save my children. He's the one who can heal my body. He's the one who can keep me from your life. The king had a mighty hand, folks. If he said it, it would be done. So the king put him in the lion's den. All them accusers come up there and accused him. The king didn't want to do it, but he did. He threw him in that lion's den and covered it up. He come back the next morning real early, though. Daniel, was your God big enough to keep you? And he said, yes, O king, live forever. They took Daniel out of the lion's den. All the people that had accused him, all the ones against him, they threw them in. And they said the lions tore them to pieces before their bodies ever reached the bottom of the pit. That's how hungry them lions was. But glory to God, God stopped their mouths up. When old Daniel, you don't throw a praying man in the den of hungry lions. Because they locked their jaws.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's what happened. He was thrown in the lion's den, folks. But he had all the help he needed. He trusted God. He trusted the one that it wasn't too hard for him to deliver him from the lions. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego trusted the God that was able to deliver him from the fire. Tonight, what are you in? What kind of trouble? Drug use? Alcohol? Pornography? Whatever it is, I got a God that's big enough to bring you out. He'll break the chains that have you bound so tight that you can't get to the place you see God. And he'll break you free from it. Friend, I ain't telling a lot of times, but I done all them things. And when I went up in these woods up here and prayed that day, I never wanted them again. I didn't go through no failed program. I stepped up there behind an old tree and got down and went to pray. And when I stepped back up from there, I was free. Every chain had been broken. Every yoke of Satan was taken off. I was set free by the mighty hand of Jesus. And glory to God. Now, I'm an overcomer by the word of my testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And glory to God, ain't nothing can overcome you. If you truly get Jesus and his spirit comes inside, glory to God, you've got no occasion to fall. You got no reason to, you got a good future. Knowing that Jesus is our future. He's the one that's coming back to us. Glory to God. Let's come on and think about things. I told Sister Betty about this. You know, we got world hunger going around the world. We don't produce, they said, enough food to feed everybody in every country. In Africa, you know, it's been that way for years. They have droughts, and famines, and plagues, and all that stuff that hits over there. They ain't got enough food, you see, feed the children program. All the stuff we've done through the years. And they don't realize that we got a God that's big enough to feed us all.
Amen.
We got a God that took a little boy, sack lunch. Glory to God. Ooh,
yeah.
Think about it. A boy sack lunch and fed 5,000 men besides women and children that was there.
Thank
and told them, sit down and fed every one of them. They had an all-you-could-eat buffet out of a sack lunch.
Thank
and
Lord.
They took up 12 baskets of the fragments. Glory to God. Our God got
blessings
that you can't contain. The Bible said, glory to God, in 2 Corinthians, I believe it, said he'll do exceedingly, abundantly, more than we can think or ask. Why do you look somewhere else for Yale? He told you in Psalms, David, I look to the Lord from whence cometh my help. I know where it lies. I know who delivered me when old Goliath come at me. I know who delivered Israel out of the hands of these armies that were so much greater than us. I know who knocked the walls of Jericho down. I know who parted the Red Sea and we walked across on dry land. I know who it was that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues that Pharaoh had to turn us loose. I know who it was that delivered them from the fire and from the lion's den. I know who it was that saved me up here on this hill behind that tree out in the woods. I know who it was. I know him. He's a great friend of mine. He's a deliverer.
Thank you.
And a conqueror of all our fears. He's the one. He called you. Called you with a purpose. Do you know what it is? Glory to God. I thought about this today. If all the people that were saved would go out and witness and testify and just win one more. Everybody you get one more. That number would double and triple. On and on till the world can know who Jesus is. The world can understand that there's nothing too hard for our God. Now, there's a lot of stuff too hard for the God they serve in this world. Because a lot of them got the me God. I want me satisfied. I want me fed right. I want me clothed right. I want to be comfortable. I want a fine car. I want fine clothes. I want to go dancing and partying and get high and get drunk and all these things. And you will not find happiness in one bit of it.
Amen.
Joy serves in Jesus Christ. You remember the Bible said joy comes in the morning. Because you spend the night crying out to Jesus. Your joy will come in the morning. You'll wake up knowing, hey, you know what? I'm free. Everything that held me back is gone. I've been set free by the blood of Jesus. It's been applied to my life. And now I know, praise God, that I got a God that loves me more than anybody, anywhere, ever could. And his name, I'll proclaim it all day, is Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the one that came to be my sacrifice. What do you mean your sacrifice? If he hadn't done it for me, I had no way out. No escape.
Amen.
No letting loose of the things that had me bound. But he broke every chain.
Yes.
Took it away. He took my sins.
Glory.
And cast them into the depth of the sea. Said they'll never be brought up again. And he gave me of his spirit. Because the Bible says, if you live to your flesh, you're going to die. But if you live to the Spirit, it's life everlasting. And ain't nothing. And God won't do it for you if His Spirit resides in you. As a matter of fact, the 14th chapter of Big John says this. The things that He told us are the things I do. You'll do also, and greater than these, because
yes.
I know the Father. And He said, me
Amen.
And my Father will make our abode with you. If you're a child of God, quit being helpless. Quit being, oh, woe is me. Get down and pray and tell the devil to get back in your place. You get the hints out of here. I'm standing
Amen.
On the Word of God. I'm standing on the
yes.
promises left by my Savior. I'm telling you, devil, you don't have power to break me. They couldn't
Amen.
Break your joke. Good. Stood on Jesus.
Amen.
He stood on the foundation of God. And everything He had was taken away. But what did He say, folks? Did He get mad? Blame God? I've heard people blame God for everything. But listen to this.
Amen.
He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. He gave it.
Amen.
He taketh away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. The end of
yes.
Job, everything doubled back to Him. He had daughters that was the most beautiful women anywhere around. Mighty sons and all born to Him. Everything was taken away, but just doubled back. Why? Because He didn't fall. He wouldn't let go. He said, my God is bigger than that. He's bigger
Amen.
Than that. He's mightier than that. You blessed me before. You'll bless me again. Blessed be the
yes.
name of the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I might fall down sometimes, but I know how to get back up. And I know who will help me up. His name is Jesus. Friends.
Yes.
As people get so eyes cold on Him right now, they may go to church and be there every Sunday and ain't never
Come
said
on.
Two words in church to help somebody else. Ain't never got up and go up and lay hands and pray for people. The power's
Come
supposed
on.
To be in you. When the Holy Ghost comes inside, that's the power of God. That's why He said, these things that I do, you'll do also, and even greater than these, because I go to the Father, and we both come into you. Glory to God. Get the power of God in you. Get up and do something with it. I'll be like, oh, glory to God. Ooh, baby. Oh, Paul, when he went to see the Corinthians, he told them, he said, I am not coming to hear your puffed up words about how much God you got. But I'm coming to see your power. Well, Jesus is coming to see your power too. He wants to see
yeah.
you do something with what He's blessed you with. He wants to see
Amen.
Somebody that are trusting with all their future, all their heart, all their mind, all their soul.
Amen.
Glory to God. He's searching for such to serve Him today. And people are letting go of Jesus to get a hold of things they can see out here. That's not faith. Faith is the substance of what
Amen.
You see. And it's the evidence of what you have seen. Your faith tells you, that's not out of God's reach for me. That's not out of my future if God says He can have it. So
Thank you,
man,
Jesus.
Woman, boy, or girl, right now, in this very hour, there's a Savior that's crying out to you to let you know them things that you've lost hope in, them things that you forgot about praying for because you just give up, to go back to the throne. Go back to the mercy seat. Get down and ask God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to count this as a blessing. Whether I see it or I don't, it's coming. I'm trusting you for it. I'm believing you for it. And what
yes,
things
you.
Change. We got to get back
Lord.
Where we got faith, real faith in God. Something that'll move His hand.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah. We got to get, praise God, to where we know that we know that we know that we are born again.
Yes.
That we've been filled by the Spirit.
Amen.
That we've got power. I want to be one
yes.
to tell Satan, you get out of here. And you leave me alone. And you let go of my kids. And you get off my grandkids. And you get off my nephews. And all of them is in trouble.
Yes.
Because you don't own them. Jesus does. He
made Amen.
Them. They're fearfully. They're wonderfully made
Thank
going
you.
To work. And they ain't one touch of your nasty hand. Needs to be upon their life. Because in the name of
Amen.
Jesus, I declare freedom for them, just like I found freedom for me. because it's there.
Yes.
If you just cry out tonight, glory to God, you don't need a preacher to help you. You don't need mom and dad. You don't need the husband or wife. You need to cry out for yourself and say,
Amen.
Mom, God, I want you. And I want you in the way he's talking about. I want power where when the devil comes, I can tell him no further. You see that blood? Just like it was, glory to God, in Egypt. They struck the blood on the doorpost, and the death angel
yeah.
had to fly over. Couldn't touch
Amen.
It. That's what the blood of Jesus does to us. He can't kill you until God says it's
Amen.
Time to come. Nothing he can do. The doctor said that woman,
Amen.
Praise God, was brain dead, folks. No brain activity for a month or more. But she woke up. It wasn't too hard for God. I wasn't even going to say that.
Amen.
And it just hit me. Lord, you realize that's a miracle. And you say that God
yeah.
can't do miracles anymore. He's not in the miracle business anymore. We fell so far from grace. Well, if you fell from grace, that's your fault. If you let
Amen.
Go of God, that's your fault. If you're not serving him like you used to with all your heart, that's your fault. Because when you come to him, you're supposed to be rooted and grounded and grafted into the vine, which Jesus Christ is the vine.
Thank you,
I'm
Jesus.
Just praying. But praise God, I got to bear fruit while I'm in that vine. Or he said, you'll be broken off and cast into the fire. Unfruitful Christians. Never moving, never praising, never worshiping.
Come on.
Never reading.
Amen.
Waiting for the preachers to tell them about it. The Sunday school teachers to tell them about it. That ain't going to get you there. You ain't going to get no further at the gate. There's going to be that angel standing remember at the gate. It's got that book. If your name's not written in it, you can't go in.
Amen.
I'm telling you tonight, you've got to work to keep your name in that book. You got to strive. You got to lift up God. You got to
Amen.
Lift up everything else just to get a hold of the hope of the mercy and salvation that Jesus died to give us. Glory to God. It's time to break loose from the yoke of this world. And
praise
I
God.
I told God before, I ain't interested in this jump down here. I ain't going to be buried with it anyway. The only thing I'm going with is right here. And if I don't have Jesus, I'm going to stand naked before God with every sin out in the open. But if I've got Jesus,
Amen.
I've got blood covered blood. He can't see through. He don't
Amen.
See sin. He sees holiness, pureness, glory to God.
Jesus.
I want that when I stand before the Lord.
What
Amen. Do you want to see in you? Have you got a God that you can't believe in? Praise God. Think about it a minute. You got one you can't believe in, one you can't trust, all that, then you don't know Jesus. You don't know nothing about him. You've never heard
Amen.
How they brought all manner of sick folk to him. All manners of sick folks.
Amen.
Like the lame, the halt, the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the lepers. Glory to God. And it said them with palsy. Brought them to it. Them with devils. And he cast them out. But it said he healed them all. Lepers.
Yes.
Be thou clean. 10 lepers at once. They's all clean. And how many come back to praise him for it? One out
One.
Of 10 folks got what it took to stay clean. You see, when he cleans us up, I'm glad I brought that leprosy. God knows what he did. I did.
Praise
but when leprosy jumped all over and you weren't allowed in public until it be clean and the priest looked on you and declared you clean, you couldn't come back around other people. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You can't come around God. Once he cleans you up, if you don't stay clean, you can't go back, oh,
Amen.
Lord, help me, Lord, help me. If you fell back into the same trap you just got pulled out of, you can't get back in the water in the mud hole and then jump up and holler, I'm clean, Lord, help me. It don't work. And if you've never knew him, how much good do you think your prayer is going to be doing when something happens to you? Lord, help me, Lord, help me. Lord, deliver me from it. Lord, take us away. Lord, heal me. And he don't even know who you are.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 7 says it plain. Said, in that day, many will come before me and say, Lord, Lord, hadn't we done many wonderful things in your name? Hadn't we cast out devils in your name? Said, he's going to look at them and say, I never knew you. Just depart from me, you that work iniquity. Because you never let go of sin. You just asked him to forgive you. And he did. And you went and jumped right back in the dirt. People, my mama and daddy give me a bath. Told me not to get my clothes dirty. I sat the chair on the porch. I know what happened. If you went out and got your clothes dirty and you fixed to go to church or go somewhere, you'd get your clothes dusted off right.
Thank
God
you, Jesus.
Saying, he said, I rebuke and chasten those I love. If he didn't love you, he would let his son die for you. He loves you tonight. You understand? You know what love is. Unconditional love. He loves you even though you're a sinner. He loves you as crying out through preaching to let you know I'm a God that nothing is too hard for me. I will forgive you. I will bring you back into my presence, and I will be in you, and you'll be of me. You want that tonight? Is that what you want for yourself? Or you want to be one of these that just, I walk around and I don't know what I'm going to do. Things are just so bad. I got a 93-year-old mama up there I'm blessed with. She's feeble and all that. She still gets up and cooks, went out a while ago, wash clothes, stuff like that.
Right.
How blessed can I be? Why am I so blessed? Because I got one that blesses me every day. I woke up this morning. But what I do with that day determines if I get blessed tomorrow. What you do with this day may determine your eternity. It might. Glory to God. You got to stand before him one day. The Bible says, 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, about verse 10, and he said, we must all, every one of us, stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in our body, whether they be good or whether they be bad. You come to Jesus to forgive you, but friend, if you ain't got enough of him to live it, you're not going to make it in. The gate is all you'll see, and you'll be cast down into that lake of fire. I'm begging you tonight because it's right now we're in a very, very late time in the history of the world.
Yeah.
I fully believe Jesus is fixing to come back. You see how much has happened and changed in the last year and a half. There's more crime than there's ever been. People just go up to people on the street, knock them in the head, stab them. Seen where a fellow jumped over a counter, stabbed two people, and jumped over, tried to get another one. Why? He didn't know why. He just let the devil run rampant in. We're letting the devil take over. But it's time we put our foot down. No more. No more, devil. I pray against you in the name of Jesus. And I put a boundary on your power. You cannot tread on people that have the blood of Christ in them. You cannot hinder them. You cannot make them stop. You cannot put enough on them that will crush them. Because the mighty hand of God can undo everything you can do. And he can do it with one word. He can tell you go. And you will have to leave. You will have to let us alone. Glory to God. Praise God. I remember what happened in the Bible. They took John and they tried to boil him in oil, you know. And that boiling oil didn't get him. So they took him to a prison island. We won't be preaching that stuff. We put him over there. Put him on the Isle of Patmos. While he's there, he wrote the book of Revelation. You can't stop God. He's bigger than what the devil can do. Do you understand now? There's nothing that's impossible with God. Peter has so much power in him, so much faith in God after the resurrection of Jesus, that he walked down the street, and if his shadow fell on sick folk, they was healed and got up.
Amen.
Now, we're supposed to be the same way. If you can get anything out of this preaching tonight, to know that I'm telling you the truth. Sister Betty named a lot of verses off. I got news for you. Just get to reading this Bible. You're going to find out places, glory to God, that are just, it'll blow your mind. Elisha went out with his servant one time. And this great and mighty army, different kings he's coming out of. Had them pretty well, just them two. His servant said, oh, Lord, we're lost. We're lost. And Elisha looked at him and said, no, there's more of us than are them. And God opened his servant's eyes. All the mountains, all the hills everywhere was standing full of angels. And then he opened the eyes of that army. And they saw him and went to killing each other. One just too small, they'd stop and get them out of the way. and took off. And then they flew into flat earth. I'm telling you, that's what God can do. Two people. Being
man.
Huge, and run them off. You think he can't tell Satan, leave him alone. Leave her alone. Leave their kids alone. Leave their house alone. Leave their people alone. Leave their town, their state, their
come
country,
on.
And this world alone. Then we need to get to begging God. Be on guard for us, Lord. And when Satan starts creeping in the middle of the night, wake me up to pray him out of my house. I don't want him there, and I don't want his tricks in my family. People, it's time to get back to that last place of God. In pureness, in holiness, in righteousness, sanctified and filled up with the Holy Ghost,
yes.
The power of Almighty God. He said, stay here in Jerusalem. Remember what he told them. Till you be endued with power from on high. And on the day of Pentecost, that power fell. And that day,
yes.
Peter went out and preached to them. 3,000 souls added to the church that day. That's how strong the preaching was. I pray this is strong enough to touch you somehow, some way, to let you know, hey, don't you give up. God won't give up on you. Don't you quit on God. He'll never quit on you. He said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the earth. And he's going to be there for us. But are we still going to be there for him? He said something funny in the Bible, and I thought about it, pray about it a lot. He said, when I return, shall I find faith?
Yes.
Go find it in me. But
we'll
find it in you. It ain't going to help you in the day you stand before Jesus to say, well, that man had faith. God will just tell you, yeah, I know. But where is yours? Tonight, use that faith. Use that understanding.
Amen.
Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. Church,
amen.
You hear me tonight. Everything might have been falling apart in the church. You might be losing people. The fire might be going out. But there's nothing too hard for God. How about putting some wood in there and ask him to light it up, just like with Elijah did. Lord, light this fire back up. But the flames had went low. And we need our church on fire when you come back. That's the only way we win souls, churches, is to be on fire for God. We've got to be a light unto this world till Jesus comes back. And if we're not doing that, we're going to fail God in every way. Every way.
Amen.
I ask you tonight, won't you pray with me? Heavenly Father, right now as I come before your mighty throne, I come in the mighty name of Jesus. And in the power of Almighty God, through the anointing you sent down. Dear God, to ask you right now to let the people out there know and let them believe that there's nothing in their life that's too hard for God. There's nothing
Amen.
In their children that's too hard for God. There's nothing in mom and dad, friends, uncles, aunts, nephews, cousins that's too hard for God. And there's
Amen.
Nothing in this country or this world that's too hard for God. If the people cry out, he said, glory
Amen.
To God, over 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by name, will humble themselves and pray, seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, he would hear us from heaven. He would forgive us our sins. And he would heal our land. And our land
Yes.
means our children, our homes, Oh, our neighborhoods,
Jesus.
Our cities, our towns, our land means everywhere. People, it's time to pray. It's time to ask God in my life
Amen.
To work, Lord, I can stand just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, just like Daniel. No matter what I face, I can depend on you, knowing that there's nothing too hard for my God.
Amen.
I praise you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know,
thank you,
tonight could be the start of a new life for you. One where you don't live it in fear of nothing. No government, no armies, no rulers, no dictators, and don't be in fear of what you might fail to do. Because sometimes, right there is our worst enemy. And when you get this under control, God can control the rest of it. Then I
yes.
can come again. I love y'all. Ask you to share this out, as many of you will. Let it get out. Share our broadcast tonight. All of you on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, This old man looks. If you ever get to come again or get on here later on, I just ask God to bless you like he's never blessed me, to deliver you out of every situation and every trial.
Because
it's not too hard for God.
Amen. Good word, brother. Good word. I just thought of something a while ago. Back in 1994, Timothy, my son, was born. He was born dead. God brought him back twice. And I knew that he had something for him to do. I said, Lord, I know you have something for him to do. And today he sings. He's been singing ever since he was three. And he'll be 38 this year. So nothing is too hard for my God. And another thing that I remember that he done was I had cancer in 1997. And they said I was going to have to try to find me a wig and all this stuff. And I didn't even have to have chemo. After everybody prayed for me, I didn't have to have chemo. I didn't have to have radiation. Didn't have to have that wig. God touched me, and I've been cancer-free ever since. And I just give him all the praise and all the glory for that. Nothing is too hard for my God.
Amen.
And just back a few months ago, I think it was back in November, my little great-great-niece was born. She was doing okay there for a little while, and then she died on them, and she was dead 40 minutes. And they said, oh, she'll be like a vegetable. She'll be brain dead. Well, they sent me a picture of her last night, and that little girl's well and alive. And I just thank God for what he did for her. Nothing is too hard for our God.
Amen.
We're going to bring Tim around here, and we're going to let him bless us with a few songs. And I don't see none of the other call-ins right now, so.
We'll give him a break, I guess.
Tim's going to come around and obey the Lord there.
Now, y'all have to bear with me now. I've not sung this song in a long time.
Just pray for him.
So I'm going to try my best on it. Nothing's too big for my God. It's been a long, long time ago since I've done it.
Right, here we go.
Nothing's too big for my God. No, 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 nothing's too big for my God. For my God now, God gonna be discouraged. Not gonna be depressed. That's a too big for God when I'm in his grave. Nothing's too big for my God. No, 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 nothing's too big for my God. For my God now. Not gonna be discouraged. Not gonna be depressed. That's too big for God when I'm in his rest. Higher than the highest mountain, deeper than the deepest sea. God's stronger than a locomotive, faster than a bull and sea. Wiser than a man named Webster, eternally deity. That's too big for God, no impossibility. Nothing's too big for my God. No, 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 nothing's too big for my God. For my God now, not gonna be discouraged. Not gonna be depressed. Nothing's too big for God when I'm in his grace. There's never been a problem bigger than God can solve. There's never been a question baffling the mind of God. He's given us the power to rise above our enemies. That's a civic through God, no impossibility. That's the civic for my God. No, 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 that's the civic for my God. For my God now. Not gonna be discouraged. I'm not gonna be afraid. That's the civic for God when I'm in a grave. That's the civic for my God. No, 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 that's the civic for my God. For my God now. I'm not gonna be discouraged. I'm not gonna be afraid.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And this song right here comes out in Hebrews 13, verse 5, and Mark 10:27 is where it's based off of. Look how big my God is. My will within me was fading as I struggled on to my knees. Oh Lord, behold my mountain. To thee it's such to see. My strength is quickly leaving. My hope is over gone. Lord, come now to my rescue. I need your strength to carry on. To my tears I heard him whisper. He says, child, you've asked of me. Come behold your mountain that I've already seen. I'll come and I'll go with you. Together we'll conquer this. So run now to that mountain and say, look how big my God is. Look how big my God is. He's greater than my need. He's higher than the mountain that has brought me to my knees. I'll not be discouraged. I'll not talk defeat. I'll just look how big my God is and claim the victory. No more will I live in bondage. No more will I walk in fear. No more will I have to be alone. Wiping away my tears. For he promised to be with me. That my battle was also his. So I'll just run into those mountains and say, look how big my God is. Look how big my God is. He's greater than my need. He's higher than the mountain that has brought me to my knees. I'll not be discouraged. I'll not talk defeat. I'll just look how big my God is and claim the victory. I'll just look how big my God is and claim the victory.
Praise God.
Praise
thank
God.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Abraham prayed for the day scales aside. Blessed Isaac was his name. The greatest gift he'd ever known. It came the day you would have dreamed. God would take him to me. All that found in you will free. It came an offering for me and you. When I left broken heart, but the Father's proud. On this altar here he lay. Just a mind, it wasn't him God wanted me. Most of us, I dare say, we have an standing in God's way. But it's all this altar God will bring. It's not your object that he wants, it's you. When I lay my object down, broken heart, but my Father's proud. On this altar here he lay. Just as mine, it wasn't him God wanted me. On this altar here he lay. Just as mine, it wasn't him God wanted me.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, this song right here talks about what Brother James was talking about. Never throw a hungry lion in a den with a praying man. Once the day he thought he got it right, then over the last into the morning light, they led him to the dungeon and they threw him in. He was on his way to supper in the meal with him. But God knew how to change their plan. Never thought I'd rely on it again with a praying man. So pray, Daniel, pray. That's the way you make it through. Come on, pray, Daniel, pray. Don't you let the devil get to that. Your troubles aren't as bad as you thought they were. You can save a life, let your prayer be heard. Your faith is gonna have them in the run out of your head. That's all I really want, and it's with a praying man. When you hear the song of Scrum, do what Daniel did. Call up to your father like a little kid. Tell him that they're big and you just heard one roar. To get up and use your faith to lock the door. When the first are blind, they will understand. Never saw a hungry lion in a den with a praying man. Don't pray, Daniel, pray. That's the way you make it through. Come on, pray, Daniel, pray. Don't you let the devil get to that, because your troubles aren't as bad as you thought they were. You can take a lie, let your prayer be heard. Your faith is gonna have them eating right out of your hand. That's all I'm learning in when I'm praying, man. Come on, pray, man.
about my late husband, and the Lord had reminded me about what a faith man he was.
Man.
And the Lord reminded me that he had so much faith that my husband's prayers could move mountains. And
yes.
No matter what anybody is facing out there today, I believe the Lord is saying to them to just cast all your cares upon him because he careth for you. It might
Amen.
Seem like a mountain to you, but it's just a molehill to God. And
yes.
just turn everything over to God and let God be God. Brother
yes.
Miles, you got something else to say?
Yeah, I wanted to read a little bit here out of John chapter 11. Start about verse 20. I want to read a little bit of this and get into this because, see, I know of a man named Brother Lloyd Yearwood. Had a prayer meeting, I think it was, in his house, and a lady died.
Yes.
And he ran out. He didn't have no oil, so he ran out to his vehicle, pulled
yeah.
the oil dipstick out, took the oil off of that, run back and anointed her and prayed over her, and God brought her back to life because
yeah.
of his faith. And, you know,
praise the Lord.
That's when you got faith enough to know that there's nothing too big for God, nothing too hard for him. Even death,
Amen.
He conquered death. This is about that, where we can all understand that we may be gone from here, but we're not out of the reach of God by a long shot. At verse
Amen.
20 in chapter 11 of John says, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wast asked of God, God will give it thee. See, in other words, she knew it wasn't too hard for God.
Amen.
And she just flat out told him, I know it's not too hard. I know if you ask God, he's going to give it to you. Well, why would you think that Jesus said God's not no respecter of persons, that he won't give you what you ask today? That he wouldn't listen to your prayers? A real prayer of faith like Brother Yearwood prayed. That woman got up. She went down in that floor dead. But she got up alive. And this is what happened. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. But Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. You believe thou this? He asked her a question. Do you believe this? Do you believe that I'm able, that even after they leave this walk alive, that they'll still live, that they won't die, they'll still be alive, they just switching bodies, they're just going to their heavenly home? Do you believe that? If you believe that, why ain't you building that ark I'm speaking of? Why ain't you getting ready to meet Jesus? Why don't you want that kind of power in you? Glory to God. And it goes on there, and it said, when he talked about to him, he told him, said, in verse 39, Jesus said, take ye away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said, Lord, by this time he's stinking, for he's been dead 4 days. In other words, don't roll that stink back, that rough smitty. You roll that stone away. And Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? In other words, if we keep believing what we're asking for, believing he's going to do it, we'll see the glory of God move in our lives, the lives of our children.
Amen.
These people got kids in prison right now that they'd love to see their lives, to see them come out and be right in the mind that they don't want to do that mess no more, that they've changed. Well, that's how you see it, folks. You got to believe. And he said, if you'll just believe, and you see the glory of God happen in your life, the lives of your children, the lives of our country, around the world, we got to believe first. And Jesus stood there and when he took away the stone. He said, he went to pray. He said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. That's for everybody. He said, I thank you for hearing me. You already heard me. He said, I know that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. You see, even death is not beyond our God's control. If he tells you to live, then you don't live. And Nebuchadnezzar wasn't to turn against the wall a-weeping because they told him he was going to die. He turned the wall weeping, and God heard him. And he lived 15 more years. And, you know, God's got a way of moving and showing up when our faith reaches in. But without that faith, I don't think God's going to do nothing for you. And that's just the way I feel. That if we don't have faith in him, why should he move? If we believe in him and have that kind of faith, I don't believe there's nothing that you can ask of God that God won't give you. Because he said in the word, I will withhold no good thing from you. Glory to God. If he don't want to withhold nothing good for us, then why would we have to be sick? Why do we have to suffer? Why do we have to do without? Why do we have to be in pain? Why do we have to be this and that when we're just supposed to be the children of God, kept in the arms of the Father, loved by Jesus Christ our Lord, and lifted up out of the miry pits of this world and set our feet on the rock, which is Jesus, the chief cornerstone of the foundation. We can stand there with our hope and our future lying in him and knowing nothing this world can do can drag us down. But we can stand there and just hoping he'll do something and not having that faith, and you probably won't see nothing that he does for you. Because he told her, he said, what did I say? Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Well, I'm saying it to you tonight. If you'll believe, you too can see the glory of God in your life. It's not too hard for God. It's not too hard for him to make you into somebody that can be useful for the kingdom of God. I didn't say he's going to call all of you to preach, all of you to be an evangelist, all of you to be an apostle, but he'll call you for the work of the kingdom of God. Everyone has a job. We're all part of one body. You might be the hand, you might be the foot, you might be the arm. Whatever you are, do your best for God and believe that he'll use you for your salvation and for his glory. And he will do it. And just like Lazarus, we might have people that's dead, but if they died in Christ, honey, I don't believe they're laying in no grave. I believe just like the rich man and the beggar in the Bible. The old rich man died. He wouldn't serve God. And he was cast into hell's fire. But when the beggar died, he never had nothing but God. And he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, the resting place of God. And praise God, I believe that's what happens to all them we love. I believe if they die in Jesus, the angels carry them to heaven. And they'll be with him. And in First Thessalonians, about chapter 4, it said that we shouldn't sorrow as others do that have no hope. For them which sleep in Christ, God will bring with him when he comes. He ain't getting them out of no ground. Said he bring them with him. They're with him now. They'll be with him until the day he comes. We shouldn't sorrow if one of them died in Jesus, because he's already called their name. They've already come back from the dead. And praise God, tonight it's your time to call out on Jesus' name and come back from the death of sin that keeps you murdered and killed in your body, when you can live to the Spirit of God and be eternally belonging unto God, the one that nothing's too hard for, the one that hears you when you cry. He said, my ears are attentive to the cry of the righteous, and my eyes are always upon them. Well, if he's looking down on the righteous and listening to our cries for help, praise God, don't you think you ought to get yourself right with God and seek out his righteousness? Because whatever we want in this earth, he told us, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the other things you need will be added unto you. Tonight, seek out God. And it says in there, glory to God, in Isaiah, said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Seek ye the Lord while he's near. He's near to you tonight. And I don't know where you're at, who you are, but I know that there's one tonight at least. And I feel like there ought to be me. And he's talking to you in your spirit. And he's letting you know that this man is telling you that death can't even hold you. Why do you want to be bound by the rules of the world when you can be bound by the life-giving spirit of God that comes inside you? Right now, there's no better time for you to just turn around and say, you know what, Lord? I give myself to you. I yield my heart, my strength, my mind, and my soul unto you. And I ask you to forgive me, take my sin away, and put your spirit within me. Cleanse me and purify me of all unrighteousness, that I might be worthy to receive your spirit. And you're going to get something that you didn't even know was possible. There's going to be a power come inside you that when the devil tempts you, you can just turn around, look the other way, because you don't get tempted by his junk. The things of this world don't call your name no more. You're waiting for Jesus to call your name.
Yeah.
Just like he did Lazarus. Lazarus come forth and came back from the dead. And people, he'll call you back from the dead. If you'll call that mighty name, something will happen in your life tonight. And you can message us and let us know. I done what you said, and I cried out to him. And there's been a change in me that I didn't think was possible. But I feel 100% different. And I look at the world different. And I understand different. And I look on people different. And I love different. And I don't hate it all anymore. Because that's what the Spirit of God does. He's waiting right now to deliver us from the sin that's in our lives, to deliver us from it. All the evil we've ever done can be taken away from us, erased out of our book. And we can start writing the book that God will read in that last day. And when he opens the front page, all he's going to say is, welcome in, my good and faithful servant. Glory to God. Enter into the joys of thy Lord. And people, I'm waiting for that. I long for that day. I don't want to leave here till my work's done. But when it is, I want to hear him say, well done. Two words.
Amen.
Well done. If I can hear them two words, glory to God. And whatever I struggle through, it's going to be worth it. Whatever's happened to me, it's going to be worth it. But there ain't nothing like that last mile home, folks. And if we can make it, everything we went through won't even be worthy to be mentioned by the riches of God that we're going to inherit. So keep that in mind tonight. When you pray before you go to bed, make sure everything is where it needs to be with God. Don't lay down hoping that everything will be all right with him. Make sure. Know that you know. Because he'll give you that surety in your heart of knowing that everything is under his blood. If you'll just ask him and trust him for it. He loves us that much. I'm sorry, I'm getting long-winded again. Turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Lord, go ahead.
I just think about if everyone out there, I know, I'm going to tell you this point blank. I know what it's like to get high. I know what it's like to get drunk. I know what it's like to party, but I have never had a party like I've had with Jesus. I've never had a feeling inside me like I've had since I know the Lord. I remember when I got my eye taken away and I was blind, and I got down praying. The first time I'd been left alone since I'd been through the first two surgeries. And my wife had to go get some groceries. She said, "Don't you get out of that bed." She knew I couldn't see to walk. When she come back, I was shouting, praising God, crying. And I couldn't breathe. I'd shouted so long, I couldn't. That's all I could do. Just hold my hands in the air, praise God, shout. And when I come through myself enough to talk to her, I said, "Everything's going to be all right, baby." She said, "How do you know?" I said, "He said, I'm in his hands and called me son." And that was all I needed. I knew that he heard my prayer. I knew that he had a way of escape for me. And now I see, even if you watch that video I did tonight, I'm reading this Bible with no glasses, no contact, no magnifying glass. I just hold it up and read it now. Because my God done something doctors couldn't. He done something, hallelujah, that only by faith can be done. I believed he would do it because he said I was in his hands. And people, I don't want out of them either. Once you get there, you will not want to go back. I've heard of people say, "Well, they come in, but they fell away. They never come all the way in. If they come all the way in, you can't drag them back out because they fell away unspeakable and full of glory." Just like he said, hallelujah. And right now, it can be yours tonight. You can know God in a totally new way, in a way that you can go out and tell other people, and they can feel what you say. They don't just listen to it. They can feel what you say. They know that your God's real. They can tell by the tears. They can tell by the joy that's in you. They can tell by the life you live in front of them. They can tell how you are with others. They can tell you how you are with people on the street that you don't even know, and you try to help them and tell them of a good way of living, and that way is clean, it's pure, and it's holy, and it's through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's a way, people, that's where death can't touch us, and that's through Jesus. That's in him, only by him. The only way of salvation, the only way that we can make it in is through the blood of Jesus Christ. People don't like the sound of that. I don't know who the thought of that blood being put on me. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have this blood on you, you're going to wish one day it was. Because it says, glory to God, where there is no remission, there's no remission of sin where there's no shed blood. So you can't be forgiven without the blood. That blood's got to be applied. It was shed for you. And just a drop. Just a drop. I ain't talking about covering you up. Just a drop will cover you and your soul throughout all eternity.
Yes.
And you stay sealed, there ain't nothing the devil can do to take you out of the hand of God. And praise his name tonight. He'll do it for you. You don't know, I live in a bad part of the world, and we don't even serve God over here. We serve a different God. Then you cry out to the real God tonight. See what a difference he makes. And they might kill you for the name of Jesus' sake. But if they do, you're going to inherit heaven that same instant. So don't worry about what they can do to you. Worry about what God can do with you when you stand before him without Jesus. That's what we need to fear. Don't fear the wars, the rumors of wars, the earthquakes, the plagues, the pestilences. But just remember, nothing's too hard for God. He can deliver us out of them all. But he can also deliver us out of the hands of our enemies. Take us out of our hands and deliver us into the blessed kingdom of God, to live eternally with him in paradise throughout all eternity as the ages roll. We won't never get no older. We won't get weak. We won't get feeble. None will die, and none will be sick. None will hurt. None will have their heart broke, because there all that's done away with. Friend, why wouldn't you want that? Why would you even think about staying here one more minute, not knowing what will happen if you die tonight? And you say, "Well, I don't plan on dying tonight." Hey, so many that died last night wasn't planning on it too.
That's so right. Many
people was dying in the last day just in Ukraine that wasn't planning on dying. They was going to stay hidden, covered up from them bombs, but the bombs reached them. Their time ran out. They didn't have time to say, "Lord, forgive me." I just pray they was forgiven before they left this earth, because there'll be one more time to say, "Lord, I failed you. I didn't ask for forgiveness. You can't ask for it then. When you stand before him, it's going to be eternally too late. Do it tonight while there's still time. Because he said today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, yeah. Not next week, not next month, not I plan on changing. Yeah, when I get older, I'm going to do it. Today is the day of salvation for you.
Yes.
And it can be the day that you will look back on and never forget. There'll be such a change come in you. Such glory will fill your soul. Such strength will come in you. That it don't look like no problem's too big. Because you know it's not too hard for God. I love all that. But I truly, truly, truly worry about the souls of the people in America, the things that's going on. You know how far they are from God. And I want to see this nation come back to what it was founded on, which was Christianity. That's what it was founded on. Oh, they don't like to tell that, but it was. And it still is. Under God we trust on the money didn't get there by accident. That's what we actually believed at one time. And now they're trying to do away with it. Shut us from saying Jesus' name. Don't want us preaching in that name. Well, I'm not saying a word if it's not in Jesus' name. I'm telling you the gospel truth. Don't take my word for it. Read your Bible. Look in the Word of God and see if what we've told you tonight is not the truth. It's the truth according to God and all his promises to us. Because he led captivity captive. And he gave gifts unto men. The gift he gives one of them is freedom. He said, whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. They won't nothing bind you down here no more. You can be set free tonight from whatever has hindered you, whatever has broken your life, whatever has tormented your heart, whatever has troubled your mind, the depression, the despair, whatever it is, he can set you free right now. Do you want to be free? Then you cry out on the name of Jesus and ask him to come into your life. He's sitting right now on the right hand of God. And if you'll cry out, he'll turn to the Holy Father and make intercession for you tonight. And ask, would you please forgive them? They're crying out in my name. Father, forgive them. Let me go to them. Let me take our spirit down and put it inside them. That they can know who we are, and we'll know who they are. For. Glory to God. Receive him tonight. Because tomorrow may be too late. Right now, while you got breath, while you got a chance, cry out on Jesus. Remember what I told you about Lazarus. He was already dead. All Jesus had to do was call his name and he came forth. Remember that woman we told you about. Remember Brother Tim that's on there saying, Brother Tim born dead, yet he come back alive and he lived. That woman was brain dead in the hospital for over a month or two, and yet she woke up. She wasn't brain dead. He just had her resting. He was healing her. That's what he was doing. People don't never say it's too hard for God. Because he's proving every day that it's not. I love all of you. Now I'll turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Praise the Lord. I was just thinking about another thing. Every situation that me and my husband went through with, he would always say, let's go to the Bible and see what the Bible has to say about this. And
amen.
He learned a lot about faith and a lot about trusting in God and letting me know that nothing was too hard for him. And whenever he died 15 months ago, you know, within yourself, you're going to panic and stuff sometimes. And just for a split second, I thought, well, what in the world am I going to do? And then all of a sudden, the Lord just showed me, hey, you'll just trust me. I'll take care of you. And he's been meeting every need that we've had, and I just thank God for it. Nothing is too hard for God. Tim's going to come around and sing a few songs, and then we're going to take the prayer requests. If anybody out there on Facebook has any prayer requests or praise reports, just put them in the comments below, and we'll get to them. Tim's going to go ahead and come around and sing a few songs for us.
As the blind man was sitting, there by the way, he cried to Jesus,
You may be fighting
my battle of fear. You cry to the Lord, I need you now, but I have thought of you. Friend, don't be discouraged. Cause he's still the same. He'll send me here, he'll roll back the stone, and he'll pull out the curtain. And all be gone. Lord, we don't understand why you waited so long. And he's waiting, God's waiting. Come towards the mind. Oh, and he's been excellent. But he's 4 days late. He's still on time. But he's 4 days late, he's still on time.
Praise the Lord. Always.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah. I want to, everybody remember my grandson, his name's Michael Porter. He's been in some trouble lately, and the devil's kind of leading him around with a ring in his nose. And I pray that God moves on him, straightens his life up. And I got a nephew that's in prison right now. Same thing going on in his life was my grandson, except the grandson ain't got caught with it yet. So, you know, I'd like everybody to pray that God bring a change in the people in my family's lives. They, some of them, they need God. And I don't believe it's too hard for God to reach in that prison and touch one of them there, to touch my grandson and turn their lives around.
I believe
he's just waiting for somebody to touch him with faith in that. You might need a miracle. That's a miracle. If he saves them two young boys from themselves, they've got to change their entire life around in order to stay out of them jails and prisons and things. And I believe my God's big enough to do it. He changed me. He changed me. And whatever you got tonight, it ain't too big for God. Remember Mama, you know, she's 93, but she's still getting around and doing good. Seems like God's just been strengthening her here lately. And I want to praise him for that, but her heart rate's been going down too far and getting her low, you know, low blood pressure when it does. Then it'll run off with her. And she gets real weak when it gets running fast. So everybody pray that God will just move his hand and regulate her heart. She quits having them problems. I just praise him that she's still here and I get to enjoy my mother.
Amen.
There's so much he's done. My older sister fell the other day and hit her head. Right under her eye on an end table. And they thought it was fractured and stuff. She went to the doctor today. I had to find out about it. Just remember her name's Hedna. And there's so many people in my family that need the Lord. Especially grandchildren getting their own and stuff that need God. One of them is granddaughter. She's tattooed all over and she believes in everything evil, really. She believes everybody ought to have a way to choose what they want to do here and there. But you can't choose if you choose God. He's already chosen for us. And he said, believe and follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. People, it sounds like a hard way to live. Wake up every morning, put your cross on and follow Jesus. But it's be the easiest life you've ever had. Because he'll lead you in a right way, a good way, and a clean way. And God loves you more than you'll ever know. But when you do, you don't understand what true love is. I remember Brother Yearwood, Sister Betty's testifying about him. I'm going to tell you something. That man had faith enough. And when he got down and prayed, he had a hold of the horns of the altar, wasn't letting go. He knew God heard him. That's how we need to pray. In that kind of faith, that kind of fervor, because he said that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Yes.
And faith, that's what it's going to take to see God move in the things we need him to move in our families and in our lives, is effectual and fervent prayer. And that's praying
yes.
everybody out there receives the things that they need in their life to sustain them, and what they need the most is Jesus.
Yeah.
Now turn it back.
I have a bunch of family and a bunch of family just all over the United States that need the Lord, and just want everybody to that knows how to pray and everything to be praying for them. I'm needing a miracle in my leg also. I've anointed my leg, and I want all the believers that believe in miracles to be lifting me up and pray that God will touch this leg. It's been like this for about 2 months now, off and on. I've been on a walker, been in terrible pain, and I know that God's able. And
amen.
I'm just trusting him and believing him for a miracle in my leg. So I want all the believers to pray for me tonight when we take everything to the Lord in prayer. Our pastor, he's not feeling well tonight. Pastor Don Harris, to remember him. And I don't know, Billy, he lost his brother this week, so I think he was taking care of matters on that end today. So that's probably why he wasn't able to come on. And they'll be having a memorial for him on Saturday. So pray for that family for strength.
Mm-hmm.
And his
yes.
sister, one of the sisters woke up, and that's the one that Brother James was talking about. And so they're trying to find her a long-term facility to be in. So we just thank God for what he done for her and just pray that she'll just
right.
continue getting better and better. I believe that she will. And he's also got a sister down by Atlanta that is ate up with cancer. So we know nothing is too hard for God. I know my dad was killed with cancer when I was a little girl. He wasn't supposed to live but about 2 months. And we went to Healing Crusade. And my dad was called out one night. He was sitting there. And he had done and come home from the hospital. They told him there wasn't nothing else they could do for him. Somebody told us about a healing crusade that they were having. And so we went to it that night. And my dad was sitting there, and my dad was thinking they were talking to somebody else. My dad had a white shirt on, and they were saying, "Sir, you in the white, stand up. You are being healed of stomach cancer." And my dad just kept looking all around thinking it was someone else, but it was him. And God touched him and healed him of that. But years later, it come on him in a different area. And he went on to be with the Lord. So I know what God can do. I've seen it happen ever since I was a little girl.
Amen.
But, let's remember Betty and John. John is battling cancer, and just remember him and his wife. And my niece Brenda Moses is getting ready. She needs a miracle. She's getting ready to go in on the 21st of this month, which is just a few days from now, and have a stem cell transplant. She's already had a kidney transplant. And now she's going in for a stem cell transplant to see if they can help her with that cancer. But we know the great physician. We know the one that created that body, and we know the one that can heal it. So just lift Brenda Moses up when you pray. We're believing for a miracle for her.
Amen.
And remember all the people in Ukraine, all the people there that are innocent and that are being hurt and killed and everything. Just remember their families, the ones that are trying to get out. Just pray that they can God will make a way where there seems to be no way. My heart just goes out to them.
Amen.
And we've seen all the little kids and everything there the other day, and it really touched me. Let's remember all the people in the nursing homes, prisons, hospitals. There's still people that are battling COVID. I got an email earlier wanting us to pray for her daughter and her grandchildren. And so let's just remember the daughter and the grandchildren. I don't know what their names are, but God knows them. And let's just go to the Lord in prayer. And let's pray for all the ones out there on Facebook. I know there's many needs, just like you said earlier, Brother James, that everybody has something that they need God to move on. So
Amen.
We're just going to take all these to the Lord in prayer, and we're going to pray them. We're going to believe. And I got a testimony. The lady that we've been praying for that had the stroke and messed her leg up again, she's out, and she's been to church a few times, and she is not even using her cane. She's been walking on her own. Her leg seems to be better than it was before she, you know, she had a stroke before, and it messed her leg up, and she had a limp. But now, I mean, it just seems like she's walking better than she was before she even had the second stroke. So, amen. Nothing was too hard for God. He brought her out of that, and she's giving God praise and glory that she's finally got to come back to church. It's been probably 2 months, and I just give God all the glory for the things that we're seeing him do. Let's take all these to the Lord in prayer and believe God for every situation. Lord, we just praise you. We just thank you. What you've done on this broadcast tonight, Lord.
Nothing is too hard for you.
God, I know you're touching the people out there on Facebook that are listening, Lord. Every need met in the name of Jesus. Every sickness gone. Salvation, God, in the name of Jesus. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Glorify God in Jesus' name. Lord, just touch every need. Whatever they may be, God, give them a financial boost to the Lord, God. Whatever they need for God, we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, that they trust and believe, God. Lord, we're trusting and believing for all the ones that need salvation, God, today is your day of salvation, according to 2 Corinthians 2. We just lift them all to you, God, all about the families that are lost out in sin, all the ones on Facebook that have family members, God, that need to come to you. God, we're believing for them also, Lord, that you're going to bring all of our household in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory, God. Just deal with the hearts in such a way that they're going to turn your way along. Let the Spirit of God draw them in the name of Jesus. Let them see you pray no longer, God. In Jesus' name we pray. God, we just give you praise and glory for what you're doing. God, we're asking you to touch all the ones that have lost their loved ones. God, we know that you are their strength. God, you are their hope. God, we're asking you to give them the comfort. Lord, you are their comfort. We ask you to bring that comfort that they need in the name of Jesus. And God, we just praise you and thank you for it in the name of Jesus. God, we just pray for this question and you pray. God, nothing is too hard for you. Lord, you'll go fight that battle for us. And God, we give you all the praise and all the glory for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus.
Turn their lives around, God.
Don't let them leave us alone. All the people in the nursing homes, the hospitals, the prisons. God, just go in there and touch people where they need to be touched, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God, just change lives in Jesus' name we pray.
And
God, we're asking you to touch that grandson, Michael. Lord, bring deliverance to him and that nephew. Set him free by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We pray.
Break the yoke of bondage.
God, just touch Willie Jesus. We pray, God, that you just you for Lord Jesus that you will strengthen her body, Lord. We pray and we thank you, Lord, that you touched her so she's still able to get up and go a little. And God, we're giving you praise and glory, God. You're going to give her some more years in the name of Jesus we pray. And God, just touch our pastor tonight. Touch his stomach, Lord. God, I don't know what's going on between you, Lord. And we just ask you to touch that stomach, Lord, and make it whole. By your stripes, he is healed, and all these other ones are healed. They have COVID and cancer and different kinds of diseases, Lord. It's too hard for you, God, and we lift all these people up to you, Lord, that need a healing. Believe, God, that you're going to touch them and you get all the glory and all the praise for it, God, in Jesus'
name.
God, just touch you on what neighbor to be on here tonight, Lord. You see each and every need, each and every situation. And we're just touching you to just touch, Lord, and meet every need in the name of Jesus Christ. We praise you, God. We thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you, Lord. For loving us so much, you died on that cross from our sins. And God, these people out there tonight, Lord, receive what you have for them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we just give you the praise and all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe God's doing some great and mighty things on here tonight. I just feel it in my spirit. He's touching the people out there that they're receiving. Thank you, Jesus.
I believe it's going to be Lord, some people get in touch with you and let you know what God's doing.
Amen. We've got about 2 minutes, and we're going to have Tim come and sing one song for us. And on out of here, and everybody tune in next week from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be on here lifting up the name of Jesus again. And we've got a broadcast that comes on Monday nights. Our pastor comes on at 6 o'clock, so tune in, and they'll be on my story, so, and on my page. So just tune in and be blessed.
Amen.
Cool.
And we'll sing about another miracle now. I had to fear, grip the crowd that day and jogged us home. When the doctor shook his head and said, she's gone. You can see that other heartbreak. You can hear them all crying more. Their little girl was only 12 years old. Somewhere in the distance, outlined against the sun, there came a man on a mission from the throne. They said, look, somebody's coming, but what they did was possible. It was their promise, coming down that dusty road. There's a promise coming down that dusty road. And on his holy hand, healing virtue falls. He's on the king to walk you deep. Death and hell he will defeat. There's a promise coming down that dusty road. Well, the wondering turned to mocking when Jesus did speak. He said, your daughter is not dead, she's then he turned to the unbelievers and told them all, go home. They heard him say, just leave me and dance alone. And then he laid his hand upon the child and he looked him right in the eye. He said, turn heaven and earth. down that dusty road. Yeah, the poem is coming down that dusty road. And from his holy hand, he'll be first to fall. Oh, he finds a piece of what you need. Yes, in hell he will be. There's a call is coming down the dusty road. He's got the keys and what you need. Death and hell he will receive. There's a call is coming down your dusty road. There's a call is coming down your dusty road.
We're up to air now, so we're going to say good night and God bless, and we love y'all. Tune in next week, and Sharon, like the broadcast for us so we can get the gospel out further, please. God bless.
God bless.
Good night. Love y'all. Good night.